Spoiler.
The challenge. 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 This is Challenged with your hosts, Brian, Amanda, and Tim. Presented by Geek Nerdery.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Challenged, the podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. No, you did not download the wrong episode. That is the original intro.
Yes, five years old that intro was.
I love it.
Did it bring back fond memories, guys?
It did.
Although at first I was like, that's the outro, Tim.
I know. We refactored it as an outro, and that has stuck around the whole 5 years. We've used the same outro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the intro switches it up every season. But that's the very first intro.
Yeah.
I was almost embarrassed. I was hoping that a former co-host name was not in the intro. I was like, this would have been awkward.
No. It started with just the three of us.
Maybe that was the downfall of my marriage. You're getting excluded from Challenge. She was pretty upset about that.
Yeah. That's right. We did it out in the garage.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and there's Tony, old school fan. Tony. I remember Tony.
Before you had two kids.
No, that's right.
But you had one that was like baby.
Yeah.
Sally was a baby.
She was, so like 5 months old or like something like that. Very small. And that's kind of why I didn't ask Hill. I thought she could take care of the baby.
Right.
And I could go do this, but she was not thrilled about that.
Oh,
it's all good.
My fault. I always said that it was my fault. If you were doing it with Brian, you would have been okay.
That's right.
It was because I was invited.
I think that's absolutely right. Yes.
Miss Tag Along. She tells me all the time, I'm so worried that I'm just being a tag along.
I always sometimes worry.
People like you more than me. Stop.
I say that about everything. I was worried people are just like, we got to invite her because we like Brian and... And Brian doesn't go anywhere without her. I mean, I don't know. That's probably
weird.
What people think.
We're married and like spending time together.
Oh my God. What's that like?
Tony says, Tim, I think of the podcast every time I drive by a girl doing her makeup.
Yes. Good. Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome. Perfect. Does it make you feel real uncomfortable?
What's up, George?
Hey,
George is here. Hey, everybody.
You know what I keep latching on to, Amanda? You used to call me old. When we started this podcast, I was your age when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
You used to say, we're not in the same generation, even. You're so much significantly younger that we're not even
in
the same generation.
We're still there with that divide, that 5 years, but it's still there.
We'll never be in the same generation.
Heather's watching.
Oh, we are.
Heather.
I'm an old soul. Because I'm an old soul. That's what it is.
And I'm immature. So we get along.
We meet in the middle.
We're both like 39-ish.
Exactly. About 2.5 years either way.
Right. Tony says, I'm like, hey, girl, everyone can see you at this red light. Stop putting your makeup on in public.
Do that in private.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Oh my God, she's putting on deodorant too.
Oh, I couldn't stand that. I'd have to drive off a bridge.
That's it.
Escape that. Nightmare.
Heather says, Amanda, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
That's something else we should talk about. Over the 5 years, Amanda has lost over 200 pounds.
Wow, Amanda.
Right. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, though, the podcast still does weigh the same because I've gained it. So
I took 100. You took 100.
What was 5 years ago? 5 years ago was
2017.
Yeah. We were getting pretty close to the height of the weight there. I'm pretty sure I never got on the scale. I'm pretty sure I weighed about 415. And
back in 2017, be like, how much do you weigh, Amanda? She'd be like, shut your fucking mouth.
Don't
pull out
you
a knife and stab you in the throat. Right.
None
I'm
of your fucking business.
Tall, and that's I would always say that too. But I'm 6 foot. I'm 6 foot tall. Yes, bitch. You 6 foot tall, but you are 400 pounds.
But you've lost half your body weight.
Over
half of your body weight. So, that is absolutely
incredible. Yeah.
Last time you told me, what were you?
I am as of this morning. 183 pounds.
There we go.
Hey, buddy. Hey. So, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well done.
Tracy wants to know, is this on YouTube? Thanks. Sorry, it is not. We're doing Facebook. We're going old school. Facebook old exclusive school. Tonight.
But there are other videos of us on YouTube, but you got to be a patron to get it. So give us money, Tracy, and you can watch several episodes of video of us.
Pay your dealer.
Man, just sitting in a parka. Yeah.
I do like that old school listeners are showing up. Tony, Heather.
Super fun.
George. Yeah, it's really nice to see you guys.
We have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Well, I have a short quiz.
Yeah,
that I would like to give you guys.
All right.
I'd like to take calls. Put in the chat room if you're going to call. Put in the chat room, and we'll put the phone number up there. What do you guys want to do first?
I don't know. Listen, what should we do?
I don't know. You're driving.
Should we do our favorite challenged memory?
Oh Lord, challenged memory. Oh okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I can start.
You got to start. I got to think a little bit.
Back when we thought we were badass, and we were doing the grunt guy stuff.
Oh yeah,
first one.
Right.
We're like, we're set up in the VIP area. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And something felt weird, so I never went to another one. But Tim did.
Yeah. I went to a couple of grunt.
And then the grunt guy stuff fell apart.
Yep.
And it was a giant scandal within our small world.
Oh, it was within our weird really little was. World. We were like in the center of some of it. It was awful. It was weird. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. Yeah. Those times. So that's your favorite memory. The awkwardness.
It was like the biggest thing. At the time that we were doing the awkwardness didn't really come till later, but
we were just
we're sitting right next to Connor's butt print is on our banner that we brought with us.
That's right.
We auctioned it off for a DM's charity.
That's right.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. That was when we actually like tried to do things with the show.
Yeah.
Before we just given up and just fuck it, we'll just be in the routine of just doing it.
To be fair, almost like half of the show has been done in COVID. So
that's I guess we didn't. Yeah, it really is half.
Right? Isn't that
weird?
That's
bizarre. I didn't put that together. That's weird. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I guess that would be mine too. I obviously love hanging out with you guys doing the podcast, but the memories that stick out are going to the Grunt Guy events. To Challenge Mania, meeting the people. We've met several listeners of the podcast. We've met the challengers themselves.
Yeah.
We've Scott and Derek have referred to us on their show. Like it's been kind of a cool ride. Extremely positively too.
Yeah.
Yes.
We met Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Local fan Zach.
That's right.
Been on the show. And then you went off and did Survivor with him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. And I know your previous podcast, Drunken Zombie, Wolfie did the same thing, that it really brings people together. It can kind of introduce people and start friendships. And Zach is one of those. Ryan has been texting me. I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Brian Tran has been texting me. So it's like, you actually meet people. Yeah. You kind of get to know them, and it's kind of cool.
George says a lot of that charity money didn't go to DM's charity. What the fuck is he talking about?
He's talking about the grunt guy. Ours did.
Yeah, ours did.
Ours 100% did. We sold that poster on eBay. I don't remember how much we got.
I think it was like
$100. We donated directly to the charity. We did not go through him.
Yeah. But even that was cool because Bananas tweeted a link to the auction.
Yeah.
Kyle did. You know, like a bunch of these challengers actually did kind of help boost that. And that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then the next one, you bought Darrell like a hot dog.
Yeah.
Hung out with Jordan.
Yeah. That one was the most fun. You guys should have done that one because that was like a lot of the challengers and like no participants. So really, you could just sit and talk with somebody for a long time.
Yeah. This is when Grunt Guy's head exploded and he's just like, no, this was going to be huge.
Yep. Something happened.
Well, he was already in the hole. No, it was all a big money game. He kept throwing the next one to pay for the one before.
Yeah.
No. And the debt from the one before.
Right.
And it wasn't working.
Yeah, it wasn't working. But I got to cash in on that by hanging out with Darrell for literally like 45 minutes. We just sat and chatted. Yeah. Like had a couple beers. It was really cool.
And he's like, where's my Whoppers? And you're like, sorry, I can get you a hot dog though.
Yeah, I only got hot dogs, Darrell.
Right.
George said he stopped listening to Challenge Mania, but he never stopped listening to
this. Oh, George.
Oh.
So kind.
Yeah.
Amanda, what was your favorite memory?
Oh man, listen, lots. All the.
That's a good memory.
Episode. All the.
All the episodes. All the things.
Just all inclusive.
Right. I mean, I've enjoyed a lot of it. I think more than anything, it's just the. Is there a child?
Yeah, the kids are back.
That's
already.
Really.
A little early.
That is really what I was like. I was like, what is going on? thought I was hearing things for a moment, like some small child.
What's up? Someone's making a surprise appearance.
Hey.
Is there a camera?
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Oh, why am I looking there?
I don't know.
That's great.
But it's delayed, so you haven't even shown up yet on the camera.
All right, the children are upstairs. I'm leaving.
Okay, bye. Bye. Surprise guest appearance for those watching online.
Yeah.
But
little cameo.
Yeah, little cameo.
But yeah, no, I mean, I've just enjoyed the consistency of, like, even when I'm having a shitty day and don't really want to do it, like, we get together and do the podcast. And when it's over, it was always fun. Yeah. Always. Every single time for 5 years at the end. I always had a good time.
You're glad you came.
And I'm glad I did it. Yep. And it's, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what it's about for me. And yeah, so every day you want my every episode.
That's a cop out answer, but we'll take it. We'll take it.
If you do a podcast for 5 years, there's some days where you're like, I don't even want to.
Well, that's what
this.
I mean. Yeah, but for sure. But if you do that, walking in and when you, at the end of it, you have that joy again, that's why you do it. It's because at the end of it, yeah, it was a good time. And I know it's just, I'm grumbly. I'm tired. It's been a long day. Like, if all I could do is do this, like, I would just be happy every time I sat down. But I have to live my real life. And
George's favorite times are the times Amanda got drunk during the podcast.
Amanda's being a stick in the mud tonight.
I get a lot of hate for those.
for some
of those drunk episodes.
Oh, with the
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We've all, I think all of us have gotten our fair share of hate and praise.
Yeah.
We just have to learn to love both sides.
Right.
That's fine.
Except for Tim. People love Tim.
No, I've gotten good. Dude, please. Oh, everybody, yeah. Out of everybody's criticisms, mine was definitely the worst.
Tim.
So
hold up. Tim had the bad social. Like, people just are like, she's loud. I don't like her laugh. She interrupts
Tim's
people.
Racist.
Yes, exactly. Yikes. Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, like I said, people talk. Right.
Right. Yeah, no, that was all right. That was maybe my least favorite.
Agreed.
challenge moment. Agreed. But that's all right. It was, you know, you survive, you push through.
You do.
Ryan
persevere, Tim. Persevere.
That's right.
Ryan says this has for sure become way cooler than just listening to a podcast.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
That's awesome.
And Heather says it's so crazy you guys have been podcasting that long. Like, I had listened to y'all for almost a year before I got pregnant. Now my twins turned 3 in
Stop
April.
It.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
It is crazy
so
when you look back.
Crazy. 3.
Ah. So much happens to everybody over the course of 5 years, you know, us included. Yeah. And so when you look back, it's like, holy shit. Right? Can you believe where we were 5 years ago? And now here we are 5 years ago.
Right?
Doing the exact same fucking thing.
Exactly.
Kat says drunk Amanda is always funny.
See, Amanda, you're
she has a good time.
Love.
Listen, everybody does love drunk Amanda except for Brian.
Well, because Brian usually has to be sober, Brian.
Oh,
so that we can get home, you know, alive.
Right. I'm not driving.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, everybody loves drunk Amanda. I mean, I swear to you that a lot of my lifelong friendships were forged just drinking and talking to people.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I don't know. I get real intense. Like,
pretty typical Midwestern experience, I think. That's where friendships are made, in the bar.
You got it.
Yeah, it just happened recently. I don't know if Amanda wants to talk about it, though.
Oh, your birthday?
Yeah, no, I don't care. I mean, I make friends everywhere I go. So. Yeah.
George says, I remember calling you guys when I had COVID at the final episode of Total
Madness. I remember that, too. Oh. I remember that. COVID George.
Yeah. Right? One of the first people I knew.
Me too.
Actually, like, knew.
Yeah. Now I think I've had it, too.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I think I'm still free, so.
Yeah. I'm just sure that I've had some asymptomatic version. Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. I have literally gone to the office every day.
Yeah. Like, you had something. I had something sometime
and I just didn't know.
My ex-wife and my daughter were both confirmed positive.
Yeah.
I had a slightly stuffy nose for a day or two and I was fine, but I can't imagine I didn't get it. I was living in the house with both of them and I took no precautions.
No.
You know, I didn't like isolate or anything.
So Hill was confirmed positive?
Yeah. Hmm. She got hit pretty hard. She was knocked out for 2-3 days.
Interesting. I didn't hear that half of it. I knew Daisy had it, but
yep.
And you're pretty sure Sally had it. So
yeah, I think Sally started it. Yeah.
Should have came in with a flamethrower, like in the thing. Just like,
I'm digging out this COVID.
I've given up, man. I still wear my mask and stuff, but I've just admit, I've just like, we're just going to get it. Like, who cares? It's, you know?
Yeah.
No.
No big deal.
George says, please get your booster shots. I second that.
Yes.
Get boosted.
Yep.
Boosted.
Yep.
Get your
boost. All that shit.
Gotta boost that 5G.
Yep. Hey, all right. So I got a quiz for you guys.
I'm ready.
We've done this 5 years.
Oh, God.
How consistently do you think we've put out episodes? Do you think we've put, like, let's do some math.
Percentages? Are we talking, what are we talking?
No, all right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to say
how many weeks?
5 years, right? Exactly 5 years. So times 52 weeks, 260. If we put out an episode every single week, we'd have 260 episodes.
Yes.
How many episodes do you actually think we have?
Oh.
Does this include, like, interviews and all that stuff?
It includes everything except bonus content for patrons. So everything that's on our feed.
350.
Ooh, Wolfie goes high. All right, Amanda, what do you say?
I say all of our stuff.
Yep. 260 would be if we averaged 1 a week.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. All right, so I'm going to go with 255.
265.
Ooh.
265. Ooh. Price Amanda is right rules. Amanda wins.
George says 275.
Ooh, oh, George, close.
Close.
Close. All right, so now this guy, there's no way you're going to get close to this, so don't even try.
Don't even.
How many total downloads do you think we've had? All episodes over the last 5 years, as closely as I could approximate here.
150,000.
Amanda?
570,000.
Would you guys believe 798,823 downloads? Amanda wins again.
I'm good with numbers.
Not giving ourselves enough credit.
Yeah.
Almost a million downloads.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's
crazy.
That's incredible.
George says 5 million.
5 million. Not quite, George. give us another 20 years. Shit, I'll be in a retirement home. We'll hit 5 million.
Yeah.
All right. Written reviews. How many people have submitted a written review to this show?
Okay.
65.
You understand, we have 265 episodes and I read reviews at all of them. 65. Sometimes multiple reviews. Right. Okay. 65. Okay. All right. Amanda.
Listen, I can't. Just let him do his thing.
All right.
I'm going to go with, we've had...
Oh, God, she's doing it.
I know, she takes these very seriously.
Yes, 100%. I love a good...
Because you could win by just going one over Wolfie. You understand that?
Oh, I understand that. Okay, yes.
That's the Price is Right. Safe strategy.
No, I don't need to win like that. I like to get close. Okay. I've been relatively close. All right. So let's go with 280.
Way short again.
Short.
727, guys. 727 people have cared enough about the show to write about it.
Episodes where we had zilch.
Cat guessed 460.
All right.
Yeah, but we've had several where I've read like 8 or 10. You know, it's it really just kind of depends.
If it was a real bad episode before,
right? Yeah, if they have a lot to complain about. Oh man, am I going to read a lot?
David said, "I think George caught that COVID watching that anti-vaxxer Corey."
Oh, that's it. All right. And my last, by the numbers, I think you guys will both get close to this, but how many Facebook members do we have on our Facebook group?
Oh, wow. I have no idea.
I have the exact number.
2,800.
Okay. Amanda?
Oh, I think I realize that's wrong. But.
1,800.
2,859.
Okay. Oh,
Wolfie, real close.
I haven't been on the Facebook
for a while.
And a grip. I have no touch with that.
For some reason, the number 3,300 was popping up in my head after I said my answer. So it would have been wrong.
Oh, there's Greg, another old school listener.
Greg says 3,200.
And another guy that we've met at the challenge events.
Yes.
All right. So my last quiz for you. This is obviously our fifth year. So I went through the fifth season of the challenge.
Oh,
also Real World, also Road Rules.
I didn't watch that.
What was the fifth season of the challenge?
What was the fifth?
The season. Fifth.
Gauntlet.
Wolfie says Gauntlet. That is not right.
Oh.
Amanda, I'll give you a hint. It is Battle of the Blank.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Seasons.
Seasons.
Aww.
Sorry. That one stands out because Mark Long and Eric Neese were the hosts. It was the only time they had a challenger host.
Okay.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. Fifth season of Real World. Do you guys remember what that one was? What city they were in?
Fifth season. So
London, New Orleans?
After London.
Nope, not New Orleans.
After London.
After London was...
What's that like that?
Will Smith wrote a song about this city.
Miami. Yeah.
And the fifth season of Road Rules, this one would have been, I would have never gotten it because I was not a huge Road Rules fan.
Oh, I loved Road Rules.
Never watched the full episode of Road Rules.
I don't
really.
I loved Road Rules.
I liked the first maybe two seasons and I dropped off like right away.
I actually liked Road Rules better than Road Rules.
Do you remember the fifth season?
No, I have no idea what the names of those were.
Northern Trail.
Oh, now that you say that, yes.
Northern Trail.
I loved it. They like stopped, they were always took the Winnebago and they like stopped at their family's homes that were like along the way and stayed with their family. It was like, I really enjoyed it. And they did little challenges. I mean, it really was the challenge before the challenge.
It really was. No, I have some fond memories. I don't know why I stopped watching that show. It just...
Yeah.
I stopped watching Real World and Road Rules, but the challenge, I've never stopped. I've just kept plugging along this whole time.
Stopped watching Survivor after the first season.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you came back.
Well, because
38 seasons later.
I had the same issue with Big Brother. I got too into it. It was like not healthy for my brain.
Much.
I had to stop. Yeah, it was too much. All right, well, that was my quiz, guys.
Awesome.
I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yes, that was super fun. Thanks for putting that together, Tim.
Sure.
I liked it. Very good.
I'm going to put my phone number in the chat room.
Somebody call.
Somebody call.
I'm going to guess it's going to be George.
Until then, Wolfie, you want to play some of our old school intros?
Oh,
yeah. We can reminisce about them. See if they sound familiar.
So this apparently is the revised original one.
Yeah.
This is a dirty game, bro. And what I've always said is all
I really
fair,
like this one, actually.
Yeah. Love, me too. War,
and challenges.
Is challenged with your hosts Brian.
Here we go.
Amanda.
What is she doing?
That's
the bitch.
Oh, smacked his head and eat it.
There we go. You guys remember that one?
Yeah, I really did like that one.
Yeah,
that's good. I say that's like classic. Like, I feel like if we had to go back to like a classic where we didn't change it every time,
right.
Like
this, that one's not bad.
Not bad.
Right?
Not bad at all. It's not bad.
Yeah.
No.
So that was Tim's favorite. You found all the audio clips.
Yeah.
I did. I actually edited that together.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a shitty editor, but I sort of just fucking figured out how to do it.
That was good.
Thanks. All right. Well, the number's in the chat room, guys. Somebody call.
Somebody fucking call Tim. Good Lord.
Or I'm going to have to start calling people. I know some of your guys' phone. I know some of your phone numbers. You. So I'll just call Brian Tran. He's like hiking somewhere. Bye. What's up, buddy?
He's just going to call
him
people.
And Yes or hiking.
Yeah. He's been sending me like pictures of all sorts of challengers that he's met. This Brian Tran.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He was in St. Louis at a Challenge Mini event, and then I guess flew home and sat next to Cyrus like the whole plane ride home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Which is kind of cool.
That is cool.
George said to call him.
All right, George, you caught me bluffing. I didn't save your number.
Oh.
I think the only number I actually have saved is Ryan.
Turns out Tim doesn't like George. How does that feel, George?
Oh, come on.
Who's blaming me, saying I don't like George?
No, George doesn't like you, right?
I don't know.
I think he doesn't.
Well, I think he doesn't like me because he thinks I don't like him.
Yeah,
I have,
that's the story.
I have no
for
problem,
sure.
George.
You guys gonna? Oh, it's Zach.
Hey,
what's up, Zach?
Yeah.
Mr. Faulkner.
Hey, hey.
Oh, hang on. You're too.
Hold
quiet.
Up. Hang Tim on. Doesn't have it right.
No, I do.
I can't hear him.
No.
In my headphones.
That's not good.
Oh,
there we go.
There he is.
Tim ruins this every time.
Hey, man, cut me some slack. My Survivor co-host, how you doing, Zach?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. We're celebrating tonight. We should have. I should have called you over. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Mm. Yeah. Congratulations on 5 years.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Sir. I remember your first message. You tweeted at us. Are you guys actually in Peoria?
And Tim I was like, no. Germantown Hills, though.
Right. I said, well, the Wolfords are in Peoria. And then, you came and did a couple episodes. What season was it that you sat in the first time?
That's a good question. It was the one right before Kyle's debut. I'm trying to think what that was.
Mm.
Dirty 30?
I think it might have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
And shortly after that, we went to Grunt Guy and we met Kyle, the random stranger.
Yes.
That's right. Hung out with him for a good long time.
Yes.
Nobody knew who he was. So he just like sort of plopped down at our table and just like chatted with us for a long time. That was a fun night.
It was.
So, Zach, are we doing Survivor'd? We're going to take another pass at Survivor'd for season 42?
Yeah, I think we are. If you're down for it.
I'm down for it. Do you know when it starts? Any insider info?
I think I saw, but I don't remember. I want to say in like April or something.
All right, so we got a few months to prepare.
Yeah.
I have faith in us, Zach, that we will get through this season.
Oh, you guys
got
this. Oh yeah.
A lot of life got in the way last season, but I think we're gonna nail it this time.
You got it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit earlier. I just looked it up. It's March 9th.
March 9th. Oh, wow. Man, that's like fucking a month away.
That's coming.
Well, now I think we don't have time to prepare.
You have time. You'll be good. Get it.
No, we'll get it. We'll figure it out. All right. Yeah. We'll make it happen, Zach. We'll do it.
Definitely.
So what are you out doing tonight?
I'm actually at work right now.
All right. Do you get to go home soon and try to avoid the snow?
It's already 90 snowing. Minutes.
Is it snowing already?
Snowing before we left the house.
Oh, shit. So... Well, stay safe, man. I hope you get to go home soon.
Yeah, in 90 minutes. Well, not too bad.
Yeah, I hope you're not sleeping there tonight or anything.
No, hopefully not.
Yeah, we're going to be sleeping at Tim's house.
We're going to be trapped in the Germantown house. No, we're just going to slide down the hill.
That's right. Yeah, the way home is easier than the way
river
here.
It is. I don't think I could get back up here in my little car, but...
going down the hill, you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
Now I want to come over. We're all doing a sleep over there.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be a full house.
Sleepover.
Yeah.
We can watch Scorned.
That's right. Oh, another good challenge memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the Scorned.
Yeah. You might be about the only one.
Right.
It was fun for what it was.
It's so bad, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, and just like finding, like seeing who's in the movie. You know, Tanya was in the movie and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fun to watch it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to let you go. We're going to play some more intro songs and wait for somebody else to call in.
Right. Sounds good.
All right, dude. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. Well, I think we figured out the phone thing, so now we can get more call-ins.
Awesome. See, you don't have to be the first weird one either. Zach already called, so...
Zach was the weird one. Rude.
You know how everyone's always, like, nervous to be the first one?
Yeah.
They think they're going to be weird or not say something right. Like, you're cool. Yeah. Like, call in now.
Yep.
Let's do this one that's labeled random intro ? Don't know.
Oh yeah, okay.
This is challenged.
I just didn't know what season we did this
by
on.
Geek
Nerdery.
Geek Nerdery.
You guys remember that one though?
I do.
Remember.
I don't remember what season it
was. I remember enjoying it because the dude was really intense.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And I remember.
Challenge.
We should get back into the custom intros. Those were fun to get done. Those
right.
Were fun.
I did forget that I'm on video and like I can move around
Amanda's
and people
jamming.
Like, yeah, I can like do a little shimmy and people can see me shimmy. It's fun.
Cut off that
normally
music.
No
more shimmying.
Wolfie's fucking sick of that music.
Done. Done with your dancing. Done. This is Footloose. There's no dancing in this town.
I'm getting another beer.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the like chair dance.
Yeah, she's like a big chair dancer.
Wiggling in my chair when I feel like it.
No dancing. John Lithgow said so.
Listen, we do not listen to serial killer.
No, what?
We do not listen to serial killers, Brian.
All right, well, is Zach really going to be our only call-in tonight, guys?
Looks like it. Ryan said he was going to call in, but apparently he's a liar.
Man, that's weak sauce, guys.
It's all right. I get it, people.
Where's Katie at? She said she was going to call in.
Yeah, I know.
Bunch of fucking liars is what we have here. So now I don't trust any of those reviews. You're all liars.
All liars.
A little unrelated to challenge, but... I got that VR headset over there. I got it for my kids for Christmas, but they don't
Amanda's
play it.
Amanda's going to buy one.
Yeah, I'm getting one.
Are you? What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to ride roller coasters.
Turns out my nephew has one.
Okay.
And we were over there on Saturday, and so she tried it, and she could not stop laughing.
I was laughing.
Was it that exact one?
Yes, okay. I was laughing so hard that tears are running down my face. Underneath the goggles.
Oh, look at that. Yep, there she is.
Look at me. I was riding the roller coaster, Tim.
Hey, George.
There you go. There's the picture of Amanda with the headset on laughing.
Oh, you would have loved the laugh, friends. It was pure joy is what it was. Oh, I need one.
All right. Who was it?
George.
Hey, George.
George, can you hear us? Oh, what the fuck? Why is it like this?
It's because it's an iPhone.
That's why. But I'd set it up the same way. Say something again, George.
Hey.
There he is. What's up, man?
Just chilling. Just got home from work a little while ago.
Chilling like a villain?
Yeah. Right.
He was bragging earlier that it was a high of 68 degrees.
I was going to say, no. I mean, you mean you're hunkering down from the great winter storm Landon that's coming your way?
Don't you know we're all getting 18 inches of snow tonight? The whole country?
The whole country.
Didn't they call it?
Wait, I got to correct myself. It was only a high of 63.
Oh. That ain't nothing.
See? That ain't nothing. Fucking liars.
It's hotter than that in my house.
Earlier today, before Landon rolled into town, it was like 50 degrees.
Wow.
This intro is still going.
In the morning here.
Yeah. Oh, it's there the longest intro ever.
Yeah, buddy.
It was.
Yeah, buddy.
Jesus.
So, George, you've been with us for a long time since the Shane interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we did interviews?
the one time we actually sought one out. Shane jumped on that opportunity. I was surprised that anybody did. Shane was like, fuck yeah, I'm going
to
do it.
I've tried to get him to come back
that
a couple times.
That was one of my favorite Shane interviews. I don't know why, but then I remember just replaying it over and over. I really enjoyed that interview.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks.
I don't like doing interviews.
It was very, I think it was very conversational. I don't think it was like, it wasn't an interview. Like, we literally just talked to the man. Like,
well, that's this whole fucking podcast. Like, we don't do a podcast. We just sit down and talk.
Yeah. We just talk to each other.
And the thing I remember about that interview is that I believe Tim was about to cut it short, like about to end it. Shane wanted to keep talking. Shane was like, hey, you guys ask me more questions.
Right.
I remember Amanda and Brian stepped in as well after that.
Yep.
You guys actually went on for another like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I just assumed that people wouldn't want to devote a lot of time to talking to a podcast.
Exactly.
At the time, we had like 30 listeners or something. Like almost nobody was listening.
And here, to tell everybody like some backstory, the boys did horror podcasts back in the day, and they would get celebrity interviews at like conventions and things. And it was literally like you got like 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Yeah. I mean, you know, so you're used to that. Like that's kind of what you anticipate.
Ask three questions and
go. Exactly. Like I've got 5-10 minutes and that's what I got. And bye. Like, so it's, I think that it is. It's what we all kind of anticipated. I mean, I did the Drunken Zombie stuff with Brian and the boys. So it's like, I remember all of those. And I definitely didn't realize that he was going to want to hang out more than just a few minutes initially. So
And he's another one that you know, because of that interview, I got his phone number and his email address and shit like that. And so he was living in DC at the time, and I went out and I went to work in DC at one of my offices in DC, and I was like texting him and stuff to meet up for dinner. It didn't work out, but it was kind of cool that we had that opportunity to do that.
That's awesome.
I found that this was stuck on loop. That's why the
You fixed it. Thanks, Wolfie.
Way to go.
You can set stuff to be paused. So
look at that. Wolfie's figuring out my audio board for me.
Sorry, everybody. Some technical stuff on the air.
It's all good.
Yeah. You know, I tried to get Shane to come back and do some fun stuff for us, but he had decided this is around the Amanda getting her
red
duct taped. And I think he was very vocal about it, and he was just like, fuck MTV. So he's like, I'm done doing challenge shit. Not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's a bummer.
Yeah. What an interesting guy, though, that he did he took like a 10-year break, did several more, and then he's like, fuck you guys.
Do you think he'll do one of these All-Star seasons eventually?
You would think that he'll be coming back for All-Stars because it just looks like a whole different vibe.
Well, and I think that...
I think he'd fit in better there.
I think he would. I think he'd do really well there,
too. He's obviously still athletic and still in shape.
He competed really well on the main season.
Yeah.
And I think he would really compete on All-Stars.
Yep. I'd love to see him make a final. He's one that never has even made a final, that guy. And he's like a good challenger.
You know? I was rewatching some old seasons and of course watching the season that he came back on was Invasion.
Our first season.
Yeah, exactly. I thought he had a good chance to make it to that final, but he didn't. But when he was partnered up with Nelson on that final reckoning, I honestly thought they were like one of the teams to beat.
Yeah.
Like Nelson and Shane together, like, you got the muscles and the brain.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I just thought that that.
And you had a swimmer. Like,
they were partners. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they complimented each other, like, mm-hmm. really, really well.
Yeah. Sure.
They did really well. You got to remember, they took out Kyle and Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That season. So I was just like, wow. Like, but yeah, I was kind of bummed that they didn't make it to that final because I was really hoping that they would.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, I hope we see Shane on All Stars or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, isn't Veronica coming back for the next All Stars?
Oh,
yeah, she
that
is.
That might bring them.
And stupid so Tina, too.
You never know. You might see them coming back together sometime. I don't know.
Yeah, here's a video of Shane flashing his abs for everybody off his Instagram. If anybody,
it's always on Instagram. Yeah. Always. Yep.
Gotta show his abs.
That dude just always is like, you're looking in a mirror. Like, right. Look at these abs.
Look at me.
Good for him. Good for him.
Got and it. For his age, he looks amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
He does. All right, George, we're going to let you go. Hope somebody else calls in.
Right? Bye.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night.
You too.
All right,
thanks, George.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut off the phone calls short, guys, but yeah, the Wolfer's got to go in like 15 minutes to avoid this snowpocalypse. So we're going to kind of keep chugging along if we get another phone call.
Well, it looks like Katie is going to call in. Sure. She had missed the initial posting.
Oh, what a chump.
Thing, so.
What a chump.
You got another song to play?
Oh, yeah, but these are all kind of newer. But what's this one? War of the Worlds voice?
Yeah. Oh, here's Katie.
I can't hear it either.
Yeah, that time Wolfert fucked it up.
A podcast all about this.
What?
Is this.
That was Katie can hear? Stop it.
The challenge.
Stop it.
This.
Poor Katie called. I didn't say anything. Wolfie just kept playing a fucking weird voice. Hey, Katie.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey.
Lord have mercy.
What an intro. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm doing pretty good because I'm on my second glass of wine.
Yes, right. There you go. I'm on my fourth beer.
I'm on my second.
Ooh.
So, Katie, you're in Illinois too, right?
I am. I live in kind of by Chicago-ish, Warrenville area.
Okay. Are you going to get hit by this? Area. Are you going to get hit by this snow?
I think so.
Not bad up there.
Which is unfortunate.
Not. Oh, well. I was gonna say, like, our clinics that are up on the I-80 corridor are looking to get like half. I think
really?
What we're getting here,
yeah,
just so silly. I'm like half, which is funny
okay,
because
yeah.
I-80 always gets way worse weather
yeah,
than we do here.
North, yeah.
Yes, they always do. Our clinics up there are notoriously like closed, and we're open. It's weird that down here we're actually gonna get it worse.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah.
So, Katie, what has changed in your life in the last 5 years?
I have two kids now.
Wow.
Wow.
Two in 5 years?
Yeah.
That's a normal thing.
My toddler is almost 3, and my infant is 4 months old.
Oh, my goodness.
Your life is very different than it was 5 years ago, huh?
Wow.
Yes, I constantly drink wine every night.
Yes, there you go.
Sounds like Tim.
And I cannot just watch the shows that I want to watch.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Thank God I don't have kids.
You got to like raise a family, other boring stuff like that.
I just don't know how you don't come home and just watch TV. That's what I do.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
Yeah. I'm singing Daniel Tiger throughout the day.
Oh,
my daughter
yes.
asks me, what am I singing? Yeah. And I just look at her and I say, of course, I'm singing Daniel Tiger. What else?
Of
See,
course.
This I can commiserate with.
Yeah?
Because I work at a PBS station.
Oh, so you know Daniel Tiger.
So
oh.
I've had to watch Daniel Tiger.
All right, give me your favorite Daniel Tiger song.
Oh, I don't know.
No? Katie,
Is
what's your favorite?
Brush teeth? Like brush.
The yeah. brushing teeth song?
Yeah.
Katie, what's your favorite?
Rest is best. Rest is best.
That's mine too. Speaking when you're
Daniel
sick.
Tiger, we got a young best, tiger over rest here. Is best.
There's our Daniel Tiger.
Hey, Sally, how are you? I love your haircut. I haven't seen your
Oh,
haircut.
You haven't seen the bangs. Yeah. Sorry, Katie. My 5-year-old walked into the room. She's showing off her new haircut.
You can snap.
I mean, yeah, she came in during the Daniel Tiger talk.
She heard it. She's like, brush, brush, brush.
She must have.
It's so cute.
Yeah, we sing the rest is best every time they are feeling a little sick. Mm-hmm. You're sick.
I'm obsessed with this new haircut. She's adorable.
Sally, you want to say hi in the mic? Come here.
What's up, Sally?
This is Tim's all mini shy. Me.
Say hi,
everybody. Right
hi.
Yes.
Hi, Sally.
Oh yeah, she can't hear you.
No, she can't hear you.
It's appreciated though.
Sally, what's your favorite? What's your favorite Daniel Tiger song?
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
You just like the main one, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I love screaming music, and I play it in my car a lot.
Oh Jesus!
And so my daughter started singing "Rest is best, rest is best." I'm like, oh my god, that is awesome! Yeah. Thank you.
That's great. Oh, like metal music. Sally thinks that's really funny, and she didn't even hear it.
Yeah, she's just laughing because we're laughing. Yep. That's fun.
All right, kiddo.
That's what I love about kids. They just they feed off your energy.
Yeah, they just want to be of heart, and it's super fun.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we got some eye rubbins. We're getting tired.
No.
All right, Sally. I'm gonna be done in. You want to watch Adventure Time together? Well, hell yeah. Can I have 10 minutes and then we'll do it?
Yeah.
Just a few more minutes. Can we steal him?
Yeah.
And then you can have him all to yourself.
Go Bug Daisy.
You're going to have him all day tomorrow.
Yeah. Sally, I'm sorry. Uh-oh. Okay, you can sit on my lap.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You can sit in.
She's fine. We're good.
Do you have any favorite challenge memories you want to share, Katie?
It does. It says you're supposed to be.
I don't know. The challenge has been kind of lagging recently, but
agreed.
I've been watching some of the old, well, not entirely old challenges, but the ones from like 5-6 years ago, like Battle of the Exes, Battle of the Rivals, or the Rivals. Those ones are awesome.
Rivals 1 and 2. Yeah. Those were good seasons, all those.
Those were good.
Yeah. They should do another Rivals. They haven't done one in a while.
Yeah, Vendetta's was like close. Mm-hmm. They just they should have made that one a Rivals. I don't get why they didn't.
Yeah.
I like a Battle of the Sexes too. I mean, like, you know, I think that's I think those can be fun.
Yeah.
Fun seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haven't done Battle of the Seasons in a while, but I mean, do they still have
no Battle of the Sexes?
Oh, Sexes. I think you said seasons. No. Sorry. I'm playing tic tac toe with Sally over here.
Wolfie's distracted now.
Right.
All right, Katie. Well, we're going to let you go. We got 10 minutes. So if anybody else wants to call in, but it was nice chatting with you, Katie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was wonderful chatting with you guys. And happy 5 years. It's been an awesome 5 years.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, you're one of our longtime listeners. We appreciate you. And I hope that we've made the bad seasons a little more tolerable.
We hope we've made these last 5 years.
Right.
Definitely, yes. Okay. Right. Have a great night, everyone.
You too.
Bye. All right, guys. We got about 10 minutes. If anybody else wants to call, this is when you would do it. George wants to know we've been watching The Real World Homecoming.
She has.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, what are you thinking, Amanda?
So, gosh, this season, they are a hot mess express. Like, they have literally not learned how to communicate with people or interact. It's, I don't know. It's bad. It's real bad.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey,
how's
what's
going?
Up? Good. How are you?
All right.
Is this David?
It is Dave, and I'm calling from the Washington, D.C. area. And congratulations on 5 years.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
We've talked to you before, I think.
I haven't talked to you. I've chatted. I've done the chat.
Okay, but, I knew the name looked familiar.
So, two things. One, I really appreciate that you guys are just like, you watch the show, and it's like if I were sitting with my friends, like, oh, based on our knowledge of the show and being fans over the season, what we think is going on, because I'm going to say I listen to a few of the other podcasts.
Oh, but like, rude.
That other one, the official one. But they're always, like, sucking up to, like, their guests and stuff because they all want to get cast again, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, hey, you know, we're all fans. This is what we think's going on.
Yeah.
This person is stupid.
yes. But I think and then that leads me to my next point, So we're getting another season of All-Stars before we get a real or a regular season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do
weird.
You think that that's going to, do you think that's going to, I mean, like, because the regular seasons have been lagging with respect to the cast members, I feel. And do you think that that's going to, I don't know, what do you think that's going to do to the franchise, you know, because.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the scale is definitely tipping in favor of the All-Star seasons as far as, I think, ratings and, I mean, fan enjoyment.
I agree. And I think, you know, one of the other podcasts brought up, and I think that this is right, you know, even when they did Fresh Meat, that those people had all been cast by Buna Murray. Some were like, for example, I guess I saw an interview or had listened to an interview with Laurel. And when she went on Fresh Meat 2, I guess it was, she had been an alternate, she said, for one of the Real World seasons. So they'd all been cast. But all these new people are just cast by, like, whoever's doing, you know, Love Island, Thailand, or whatever the hell is going on.
Right? Yeah.
And so they don't have the same background and vetting, and they aren't as good. Many of them aren't. Yeah. A few shine, like Kyle, for example.
Right.
But I think Kyle took several seasons on the challenge to get his feet under him in the same way that, like, an early, you know, a cast member from before, like a Derek or a Bananas or a Sarah, were from the ground, you know, when they hit the ground running.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's just about relatability. I don't relate to these new people so much.
Yeah.
But I definitely did to, you know, the real world people, the road rules people. Like, they were
I think that happens too when you're bringing in people, you know, foreigners from other countries that, you know, you lose a lot of commonality that you see. Because that's always it, right? We look at these competitors and we see pieces of ourselves or our past selves in them and kind of root them on because of that, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And when you can't kind of relate to people or see yourself in them, it's hard. It's hard to enjoy watching them, or
you don't have a shared experience with somebody from a different country.
Right.
So Wolfie, what does that mean? Because I've asked you this, but maybe for the purposes of this podcast, they kind of took a break on the main show. They're not even casting yet, and they're doing All-Stars 3. What does that mean anything for the future of the show, if anything?
I don't think so.
Not necessarily. They're just sort of regrouping.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just regrouping. They're like, what the fuck are we going to do? Ratings were down this season.
Yeah.
Got to figure out how to fix that. So, I mean, if anything, it's just maybe they'll cast some more vets since the All-Stars is doing so well.
Okay. Maybe shorter seasons, hopefully.
Shorter episodes. I hope so.
I feel like either, you know, the easy thing to do, the easy difference is those are 1 hour episodes and yours are an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Follow that formula.
Yeah.
Like, that works.
Make it at least make it a fun show.
If you're going to do a 21 freaking episode season, make them an hour a piece at least.
Yeah.
You know. That's it.
And make them fun. That's the thing that All-Stars has, is they seem like they're enjoying themselves. Yes. And the real season is just dark and grim. I don't know.
Bring back some of the, I don't know, promote. Like, I think that MTV used to, like, promote some of these party nights back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, like, they definitely don't do it anymore. But, like, theme party nights are always fun. Like, you know, I think it's a quick, like, you can blip through a couple clips of people dancing in their little outfits, and it's like, woo, and it's fun. The viewers like it. The challengers like it. It's like, it's just not all of them sitting around being so heavy and freaking yelling at each other all the time or picking fights over who ate a pizza.
All right. Well, Ryan asked a good question in the chat room, but I'm not going to answer it. Ryan, you got to call in and ask. David, thank you for calling. I'm going to hang up on you to give somebody else a chance. We got about four minutes left.
Good luck with the snow, guys.
Bye. Oh, thanks.
All right, David.
See ya.
And it's not like a hard 4 minutes, but.
It is. If you're asking me.
So with these kids,
I'm
going
to get your ass out of here. I
got
to put these kids
on
to
his
bed.
Lap.
I
want the people
in our house. Oh, that's so cute, Sally. Yeah, everybody's talking in the chat room. Not everybody, but people are talking in the chat room about Sarah Rice's Fall from Grace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everybody loved her for a long time, and now not so much.
Yes. Yeah, no, she got cocky.
Kat thinks All-Stars is old school challenge, and the challenge producers have gotten too fancy for their own good.
I agree. There's nothing. The challenge doesn't need to be a high budget show with a ton of explosives and shit like that. It can just be a fun, goofy show.
Yeah, everything doesn't have to be on fire like they've been doing.
I mean, fire is cool, but it doesn't have to be. Hello.
Hi, it's Kat Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
What up?
Your name's reversed on my phone, so I was super confused. What's going on?
Not much. I got the baby to bed.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. How old's your baby?
He's one.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you send us a picture? A list of their fears?
All right.
Tim's asking all these personal questions. How old is your child?
Well, I'm just like, one is pretty safe. You put them to bed, they're probably going to sleep mostly through the night.
No.
Am I right?
Well, unless you're my child, then.
Not so much your kid. Yeah, by about a year, I think we'd solved that. I was sleeping by about a year in.
You got this long hair in front, Sally. It doesn't work.
Usually mine go for like a year and a half to two, then they sleep.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, we know one of the things that's changed for you in the last 5 years, you have a baby now.
I have four under eight.
Four Woo! Kids under eight.
Wow. Oh,
Kat. Whoa.
That's a lot of work.
You are a brave lady.
But congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? What, like, how many boys, girls?
They are all boys.
All boys?
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
You're just going to keep trying for a girl, huh?
No, we're good.
Is it like...
sister has three boys, I feel sorry for you.
Is it like danger zone at your house? Like, all my friends that have boys are like into... They're just... Why are boys into just dangerous things?
Because
like,
we're awesome.
It's like they're drawn to it like a magnet. Like, my girlfriend was really like... I was a little girl was never like, oh, let me go grab knives out of the knife block.
No?
My one-year-old's favorite thing to do is to go in our drawers where all the cooking utensils are.
Right? And pull out like the meat. No, and not just pull out like a spatula and flash it around. Yeah, like the meat tenderizer or that meat fork thing. Yeah. You know, that's like, it's like that's what they pull out. And then they start running around the house with it. You're like, oh my gosh. Like, but that's it. You find the most dangerous item in said drawer, like whatever it can be. It's so crazy.
It's their superpower.
It is. Oh. We Mike have a friend that has four.
Yeah.
Is it Mike? Mike has four now,
my friend,
right?
Mike, yeah. He's got four boys.
They're a little more spread out than yours, but yeah, we love the stories of all the boys and the craziness. It sounds like a super fun house, though.
It's like, oh, so-and-so jumped off the couch and broke his leg. And then the other one got a crayon stuck in his ear, so we were at the ER for both of them at the same time.
To look forward to.
So what is your favorite challenge memory in the last 5 years?
It's you. Oh,
that's
last
me.
5 years, Tony eating mayonnaise.
Oh yeah, there you go.
That's awesome. Good job,
the garbage
Sally.
Disposal Tony.
Yeah, yes. That was impressive. Just the amount of food that he destroyed.
That bowl of mayonnaise.
He and CT. Remember them on the All Stars when they were like. Making their gross face. Sorry, Sally, I'm talking over you. They were like making their gross food like fine delicacy.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Delicacies.
Yeah.
They were just shoving it down their faces.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun to watch Tony doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. He had a whole bowl full of mayonnaise and just like, right. Eats it and he's like,
I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Sally drew me a picture.
Oh, that is cute. Wolfie, that's your new profile
this
picture.
This is adorable. I love it.
The only downside to calling in, you can't see what's going on.
I know.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You're going to have to, watch the video afterwards. Yeah.
Sally drew me,
watch afterwards.
Drew me as a picture, so I have to draw her as a picture now.
Yeah. Yep. You do.
Only fair.
All right. Well, I think
I
at least...
Say you guys are amazing. You make... watching the show more fun.
Oh, thank you.
That's very kind. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's very nice.
You're awesome. Welcome. I love when you guys participate. Everybody participates in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will, I will echo that sentiment back that really that doing this podcast, meeting the people that we've met, interacting with everybody makes it more fun for us too.
Agreed.
So yes, we thank you as much as you thank us.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. You too. See ya.
Bye.
All right, I think we got time for one more call.
Yeah, Ryan's been trying to call in.
Ryan, I'm speaking directly to you. There's nobody on the line right now.
Ryan, Sally's, this is a hint.
Sally's drawing you a bunch of hearts, Ryan, just for you. Cannot wait to talk to you. Nope, he's not going to take the bait.
Those are good hearts, Sally. Good job.
You want to draw Amanda too, Sally?
No.
No.
She's sorry, nah. The drawing podcast now. Let's play another
here we go.
Oh, too late. Ryan calling in.
There he is. Ryan.
Friends, how's it going?
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, you know, another night, another challenged episode.
Very rambling one with no real coherency.
Yeah.
What do you mean? The coherency is the 5-year celebration.
5-year celebration. There was trivia earlier. That's pretty coherent.
That's right.
That's what I say. I say Tim did a really good job preparing. I'm proud of him.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Just showed up.
Well, you are normally the note taker, so I thought I could kick in a little bit of work here.
Listen, that was really nice. I appreciate
it. Hey, my pleasure. Ryan, what has changed for you in the last 5 years?
Oh, man. Everything.
Yeah.
New job. I came out. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, really? Yeah. Awesome. Just in the last 5 years? That is cool.
Congrats.
Yeah, just in the last 5 years. I'm 36, and it took me until I was probably right about 31. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. That's great.
Yeah, I don't know. Moved. I mean, you name it. What's changed for you guys in 5 years?
Nah, nothing.
Yeah, I've got a kindergartner now. Who was a baby back then. I'm no longer married. That's a big one. That's you.
Yeah.
That's you, Sally.
That's kindergartner.
That's right.
Crazy.
Yeah, well.
It really is crazy, man. The 5 years just went fast. I don't know if I caught on like right off the beginning, but it's been well over 3-4 years, something like that.
Yeah.
You guys really are a lot of fun. It's been cool to watch the ride or listen to the ride or whatever.
Yeah. It's been cool for us too. No, this has been Wolfie, is this your longest running podcast now?
How many episodes do we have?
265.
265.
So this is the longest.
You did Drunk a Zombie for 7 years.
We did 250 episodes.
You did Drunk a Zombie for 7 years. We didn't do it. That's hysterical. God, that's funny.
Yeah.
That was a weekly podcast.
We would take like a month off here or there.
Right.
Because people would get bored.
Yeah.
But it really has. It's been at least my sort of primary hobby in the last 5 years.
I love
getting
it.
Together once a week and doing this show.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. It's been cool.
Look at us. That's cute.
You look like a monster.
Sally's drawing pictures of
it. It's the teeth.
Sally, why don't you draw a picture of this guy? His name is Ryan. Can you draw a picture of him? I'll send it to him.
All right. It's going to be way better looking than I actually am. Then, too.
I don't know. Ryan. You just had your looks complimented on our Facebook group.
Ryan. Here's me.
I assure you, that's everybody. An old picture. In the last 5 years, I've also put on 100 pounds, too. So.
Oh, well, Amanda sent it to you.
Listen, it's okay.
Amanda dropped it. Ryan picked it up.
Listen.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda.
You're
nice.
Welcome.
Nice. Yeah, blame Amanda.
Maybe I don't want to be your friend.
What he's not saying, though, is he was 65 pounds. Now he's 165 pounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you were
okay. All muscle. That's what it is.
You beat anorexia. Good for you.
We tried to get my friend Randy to buy that shirt, and he wouldn't do it.
Ryan, are you going to get hit by this storm, too? You're in Ohio.
Yeah, we're supposed to get... We still have like 18 inches of snow right now from, maybe 10 days ago.
Oh, shit, really?
No.
So we've got like more than another foot coming, but they're saying it's going to be a lot of like freezing rain, so.
Oh, good time.
We'll have to see.
You got enough?
I work from home.
So there you go. Cool. You got enough booze to get you through?
Well, I'm in walking distance of a gas station if it comes down to it. So.
There you go.
He's set.
Survival mode.
Yes.
Right.
You chose.
All right, so you guys have. All right, I'm gonna ask you guys a question.
Sure.
So you've been talking about the last 5 years, next 5 years, like a challenge prediction,
personal
goal. What are we doing the next 5 years?
Yikes! Am I really gonna consider doing this podcast for a decade? Is that really what I'm talking about here?
You're not considering it. You're doing it locked in.
You've signed a contract.
We signed a contract day one in blood.
I have you in my phone as Tim from Challenged. So like, it's permanent. It can't change.
Yeah, it has to be true.
It's better than that Challenged guy. Should be very rude.
Yeah. Right. You know, just that random Challenged guy.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, that's a great question, but here's the deal. I'm going to hang up on you, and we're going to talk about it in your absence, because the Wolford's got to go. It's now 9:07. And Sally
sounds like a plan. You guys be safe. It's been a fun 5 years.
And listen to my kid. Yes. She can't tolerate Thanks, much Ryan. More of this.
All right, Thanks, Ryan.
All right, see you, dude.
Bye.
Sally.
You're so goofy.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. So, next 5 years of Challenged, where are we going to be? Where are we going to be?
Well, I think he meant Challenged.
He meant
in general,
he meant the Challenge.
No, we're talking Challenge.
We're talking Challenge. Who knows? Possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. New studio.
We're going to be the new Grump.
Oh, that's
guy.
Right. Yeah, that's
new
right.
New studio coming soon.
Yep.
To a central Illinois
near you
town near us
right
so new podcast studio potential for you know there's always potential
we're
right?
gonna be the new grunt guy we're gonna start doing our own events
at the podcast oh that'd studio.
Be that would actually be fun
yeah
we could try that
oh, yeah I you think it would be fun.
I don't think it'd be fun I don't think it would be I don't want to do that
Wolfie's done more events
I run stuff. Yeah. Like I run
it'd be fun
circus.
To go to it
yeah. remember the one challenge event we were trying to do
I do remember
and then
that
COVID hit
yep like the
CT's
fucking
like,
day
I'm not
of.
Getting on no plane
oh we've man done, that was brutal too
well, we've done every I've helped Ryan with every single whatchamacallit, film festival. So those are, that's enough. And that's literally a one and done. There's no celebrities. Like, I mean, Blood Raw was our biggest thing back in the day. Like we used to have him come, you know, but like, and we did pay him. It was kind of a celebrity thing. It started out and now he's just our buddy.
Right.
<It's weird. laughs> but yeah.
George says we should have more guests. Yeah. I hate doing interviews.
Yeah,
so.
I do too. I like, yeah.
But he says guests. That doesn't necessarily mean interviews. Could just be
different
Skyped
people,
in
different
co-host.
Hosts.
That's true.
George wants the co-host, is what he's saying.
And then Greg, another one of our old school listeners, can't call in. He's at work right now, so he can't call in. But Greg, awesome to have you.
Yes, thanks, Greg.
Awesome to meet. I think I've met Greg three or four times at a couple of these events. Good dude.
Suddenly another child appears.
Right? I know. A much larger child has just shown up.
Your kids are supposed to be upstairs. But
but the kids are part of the show, too.
I know, yeah.
Right.
Do you got a retainer?
She does. It's called an expander. They've changed words for everything. All right, my kids are losing it, so that might be about the end of the show here.
Tim cannot focus any longer.
He's about to drop one.
I just almost dropped that time.
Right.
All right, well, thanks for 5 years, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for everyone that joined today on this random Tuesday.
Yep. Well, it is true. I will say this, and Wolford will back me up. I stop doing podcasts if I think nobody's listening.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And so the thing that's kind of kept me motivated is you guys listening, participating in the... Sally, you okay? Okay.
She's good.
Participating in the Facebook group, in the chat, texting me up. I'm sure the Wolfers feel the same way.
Oh, 100%.
It's
I love
more
it.
Fulfilling because of the listeners, for sure.
I like it when there are listeners that agree with me and disagree with
Hate
the two
him.
Of you. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Kat says Daisy's pre-shows are the best.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, we did. Total Madness was when she listened, when she watched it. Has not been super into the challenge since Total Madness.
Right.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
There's always next season, Kim.
We'll get her back someday.
Someday.
Someday in the next 5 years, Daisy will be old enough to be a full-fledged co-host.
That's right. Maybe you can audition for the show. Maybe you can be on the challenge.
Maybe we can put you on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Thanks for watching. Always stop by challengedpod.com. You can join the Facebook group. You can join the Patreon. I don't know. 5 more years. Figure it out. Maybe bananas will be retired by then.
Oh, gross.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Gross. We gotta stop this.
All right. Well, everybody's challenged. This has been Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And we'll see you next season.
The challenge. The challenge. The challenge. The challenge. The challenge. The challenge.